Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. We start the new chapter, and this second chapter of Sukkah basically deals with a series of what-ifs regarding kind of unusual setups for Sukkah. Here, the first Mishnah talks about sleeping underneath a bed in the Sukkah. Maybe for your mental picture, it's easier to think of just sleeping under a table. It's the exact same idea. The question is, if you're beneath the tabletop or the underside of the bed, is that considered to be still with, and you're within a Sukkah, is that considered to be beneath the schach, or now you've got a new thing that's over you and you're now not beneath the schach anymore, you're in a new ohel, a new tent, a confined space, which is the area beneath the bed or the table, etc. In which case you would not be yotzi your mitzvah of sukkah. That's the question here. Now just understand, the question only gets to the ground if we're talking about a cavity beneath this bed of 10 tefachim high. That's necessary for the definition of an ohel, a living space, or just a space in general. So if the distance from the floor to the underside of the bed or the underside of the table is less than 10 tefachim, so then there's no chance that could be considered to be a separate domain, a separate ohel. And that being the case, for sure, according to everybody, you're still within the sukkah. You're just within the sukkah underneath the bed. Not much different than if you pull the blankets over your head while you're sleeping in your sukkah. You're under the covers, but you're under the covers within the sukkah. The question is, if you're beneath the bed, and the bed is an ohel all to itself, because it's 10 tefachim high, so are you still within the sukkah, or now you're in a different domain called the new area beneath the bed, not within the sukkah, and therefore you're not be fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah anymore? And that is the question. So the Mishnah says, Hayashin tachas hamita besukkah. If one is sleeping beneath the bed inside the sukkah, lo yatzi deichol vaso, you're not yotzi, you're not fulfilling your mitzvah of sukkah, because the area beneath the bed is considered to be a domain unto itself. It's a separate ohel, again, once it's 10 tefachim high. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, nohagen hayinu, Rebbe Yehuda says, listen, we used to do exactly that. Shahayinu yishenim tachas hamita b'fnei hazakenim. We used to, when I was a younger man, I used to sleep beneath the bed inside a crowded sukkah, and there was 10 tefachim, just like you're describing. V'lo amru lanu davar, and no one said a thing to us. Meaning he understood from that there was nothing wrong with that, and therefore sleeping beneath the bed is indeed acceptable as being with inside the sukkah, and you are yotzi. Now, we're about to bring a proof that Rabbi Yehuda is wrong, and the halacha is like the Tana Kama. However, remember something important here. The machlokas is quite fundamental, and it's harkening back to the discussion back in the very beginning of the Sechta. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a sukkah has to be a diras keva, like a place for permanent residency, if you should so choose it to be, as opposed to the chachamim, who hold that a sukkah is meant to be a dira arai, like a temporary residence that hasn't got like a permanence to it necessarily. So the bedrock machlokas here between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda is, if you have a permanent residence, a diras keva, so then some like temporary tent within it, like the area beneath the bed, simply cannot be more important than the fixed building, and therefore, would according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're still within the sukkah. According to Tana Kama, since the sukkah itself is just like a temporary ad hoc dwelling place, and the area beneath your bed is an ad hoc dwelling place, so we could say you've left the ad hoc sukkah dwelling place and entered into the ad hoc tent beneath your bed living place, and therefore you've left the sukkah, you're no longer yotz anymore. That's the bedrock of the machlokas over there. Now, here the Mishnah says inside, Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, Ma'ase b'tavi avdo shel Rabban Gamliel. There is a story with the slave named Tavi, who was the slave of Rabban Gamliel. So Tavi, Shayashin Tachas Amita, Tavi used to sleep beneath the bed in the sukkah, amongst other rabbis. Va'amar lehen Rabban Gamliel, Lizakanim. And Rabban Gamliel said to the fellow rabbis there in the sukkah with him, Ra'isem Tavi Avdi, just look at my slave Tavi. Shehu Talmud Chacham, he is a Talmud Chacham, he knows how this all works. He understands the logic here. V'yodea she'avadim peturim min hasukkah. And he knows full well that since an eved, that means a slave who's an eved kanani, is only obligated in mitzvahs the same as a woman, meaning he's exempt from mitzvahs asishas mangrama, mitzvahs that are prompted by time, calendrical events, like sukkah, for example. And since Tavi is a slave and exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah, he opts to sleep beneath the bed, because he knows he doesn't need to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, and the sukkah presumably was crowded, therefore he's making space for everybody else. And lefikach yashen tachas samita. That's why Tavi opted to sleep beneath the bed. Now, of course, by the way, Tavi could have slept out of the sukkah just as easily, but the point is Tavi wanted to hang out with the rabbis and learn Torah from them, but at least he knew his place and slept beneath the sukkah, beneath the bed, because that way there'd be room for everybody else in the sukkah, and they could fill their mitzvah sukkah, and he doesn't need to fill his mitzvah sukkah, but at least he could fill other mitzvah learning with the rabbis, etc. Mitzvah Sagir Shemayim, and Talmud Torah. So, ulefi darkeinu lemadnu, from the course of events, we can learn shayashin tachas amita lo yatzidei chovaso. You can infer from the discussion that Rabbi Gamliel was having over there that one who sleeps beneath the sukkah, beneath the bed within the sukkah, is not fulfill his commandment of sleeping inside a sukkah. Nevertheless, that's why Tavi did it, and that's Rabbi Shimon was coming to brought that proof that the halacha is like the Tana Kama. The halacha is like the Tana Kama, in fact. As an aside, Rabbi Gamliel he has an opinion all to himself. Rabbi Gamliel actually agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that a sukkah must be a diras keva, like a fixed living place. But nevertheless, he holds, like the rabbis, that still, despite the fact that it's a diras keva, it's a fixed living place, you could have a temporary tent inside, could have an indenting all to itself, distinct from the outer living area, and therefore the area beneath the bed is not considered within the tent itself. So that's the halacha. Like the Tanakam, actually, you have to have a diras arai, and beneath the table or the bed, if it's 10 tefachim off the ground, is not an acceptable place to be if you have to fulfill your mitzvah of sleeping in or eating inside a sukkah.